Hey, when we're daf chafei on top, yeah, first line there. So amulei ravada barava l'rova. So ravada barava is at the rova. V'yei kli cheres mitama migaboy. If so, let's say a kli cheres, an earthly kli, what is, like we said before, it's only mitama avir inside. It, let's say it should also be mitama from the outside. If a sheres touches the outside of a kli cheres, it should also be mekabel tuma. Now I'll tell you mekabel chayma, have a kabel chayma. Well, ma kol a kelim, madach all the other kelim, metal or wood. V'shein mitamoyim yaviron. If a sheretz atomic just touches the inside of the kli, doesn't touch the kli itself, just the avir, it's not mekabel tuma. Still mitamoyim migabon. If the sheretz touches the outside of a kli, matchis a metal kli or wooden kli, it's mekabel tuma. If so, kli cheretz, an earthly kli. Shemitama miyavira. That's the pasuk before of Toichoi. That when the tamid just comes inside the av of the ear of the kli, it becomes tamid the kli. If so, einadin, isn't it a sort to say shiatama migaboy? That who adin if the sheretz touches the outside of the kli should also become tamid. So why don't I say that kavuchayim the outside should also be mekabel tuma? This thing where it says no. Omakro, the pasuk says like this. Omakro, the pasuk says the whole kli pasuach. Any open kli, asher ein summit posel olov, that does not have a tight cover on top of it. And here it's talking about oyeh ha-meis, that if you have a kli inside the room, that a meis is there, so the tumah comes inside the kli. Unless the kli is covered, has a tight seal, it's covered on top of it. If it has a tight cover, then what's inside the kli is not metama. And there's a special chiddush by kli cheres. If an earthly kli that has a cover on top of it, then the tumah does not go inside it. Now, a zel kli, what type of a kli we're talking about over here? She tumosoi kodemus lepischoi, like the tumah comes in first before the opening of it. So Rashi explains, kli pasur says midkapera psicho shamina b'kli cheres koi. Some of that kli, the zel kli, what type of kli? She tumosoi kodemus lepischoi means b'ezer kelim regilo toiro. Like what type of a tumah we have before that the Torah says the tumah goes inside it, like just coming inside the av of the kli becomes tameh. That's the chiddush of a kli cheres, that when the tumah comes inside the av alone, the kli becomes tameh. Now the pasuk is mashma v'chi ein summit poslo love. Who the mitameh? When does this kli cheres nursery kli become tameh in the year of hameis? Only if there's no covering on top of it. If it's not tight, sealed tight. But if it's sealed tight, if there's a closed covering on top of the kli, then mashmitz tor, that it is tor. Even though what? Even though the tumah hameis, like it's touching the outside of the kli. But since the tumah hameis cannot get inside the kli because it's sealed tight, therefore the kli is tor. To see clearly by kli cheres, that if tummy touches the outside of the kli, it's tor. That's the gzeres hakasev. We know that the kabbal claims to say it should become tummy, but that's the gzeres hakasev. No, that as long as the kli is sealed tight, then the tumas hameis does not go inside it. Either touches the outside of the kli, that there it is, the kli chaz not mekabel tuma from the outside. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, the yehei kol hakelim metamoim meavir mekabel chayma. So all other kelim, a metal kli or wooden kli, that if you put the sheretz inside the kli, even though it doesn't touch the sides, it should also become tamei from the kal v'chayma. Or ma kli cheres, ma duch this earthly kli, shein metama migaboy. If tuma touches the outside of the kli, we just said it's not mekabel tuma, it's only mekabel tuma inside. If you touch the outside of the kli, it doesn't become tamei. Still metamoy meaviroi. That if tumah goes inside the kli becomes tameh. That's the pasuk teichoi. Anything goes inside it's metamrit. If so, kol hakelim all other kelim, metal or wood, she metamoyim migabon. That if tumah touches the outside of the kli becomes tameh. Ein adin, isn't it a svar to say she metamoyim miavirim? That should also be mekabel tumah from the avir. That if the tumah goes just inside the ear of the kli without touching the sides, it should also be tameh. The Gemara says no. Omakron, this the pasuk says toichoi. So we dash in toichoi shel zeh, v'loy toichoi shel acher. The pasuk says toichoi by kli cheres. That if something just goes inside the kli is metama. So we darshan this chiddush is only by a kli cheres. Toicha shel zeh, only inside a kli cheres we have this chiddush, but not toicha shel acher. In another kli, like a metal kli or a wooden kli, you don't have this chiddush. So there's the question: what kind of dig is this? Vahani toichoi ho darshinim. We already darshan the word toichoi to teach us that in the kli cheres, what goes inside, Rashi says chad legufay, the chad gzeira shava. The Nema Toichel Atame, we had before Gzeira Shavit, says Toichel twice. That one is to teach us when the Sheretz goes inside the Avir, the Kli becomes Tamei. The second Kiddush was that when the Kli is Tamei, anything inside its Avir also becomes Tamei. So we don't have an extra one to teach us that other Kelim do not have the Tumas Toichel. So again, we have a Kabachayma, why shouldn't the wooden Kli or metal Kli be Metamei mi Toichel? So Mora says no, the Umayin says, Arbo Toichoi Ksive. It says really four drushes here. It says the word Toichoi, Toich, and Toichoi Toich. Meaning it says the word in the Torah Toichoi twice. Really, both times it just should have said the word Toich. And it says the word Toichoi an extra Vav. So it says twice, and each one is like double. So as if it says it four times the word Toich. So there's four words we darshan like this. Chad Legufei. One is Legufei for Kli Cheres to teach us that when the sheres, the tummy, just comes inside the avir, the kli becomes tummy. V'chad gzeres shava. One is for gzeres shava, that not only does the tummy, when it comes inside, be metama the kli, but who adin, once the kli is tummy, anything inside the avir also becomes tummy. Like if the kli is full of mustard seeds, all the seeds in the middle that's not touching the sides also become tummy. So that's the second word, toichoi. Now, chad, one extra one is toichoi shalzeh, one is for our drusha, that only by an earthly kli have this chiddush, that what goes inside it makes it tameh. But by wooden kli or metal kli, you don't have this chiddush. There the tumah has to touch the kli, not just come inside the avir. And what's the fourth one? The chad has to teach us the drusha of toichoi v'loi toich toichoi. That only when the sheretz or the oichel is inside the avir of the kli cheres, and not if it's inside, a toich toichoi means another container like inside the kli cheres. It's like a double one. That no. And v'afilu kli shata, that's the chiddush, even if the inside kli is like a metal kli, still, it's not metama. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. I said, imhoya kli munach b'toich kli cheres. Let's say you have one big earthly kli. Now inside it, you put another kli. And the chiddush is, even if it's a metal kli, now will pi ha'pnimi lamala, that this inside kli, its mouth, like its sides, come up above the outside kli. Now it comes above the pi ha'chitzayim. Yeah. Now let's say you have oichlin amashkin inside the pnimi, inside this metal kli, there's some food inside it. The tumah bi'avra chitzayim. Now you have the sheretz hanging in the outside kli. So lachar is the food that's inside the middle kli does not become tummy. Because the food in the middle kli is not considered inside the kli cheres, but rather it's inside this middle kli. That's the drasha. It's only mekabel tumah if it's inside the kli cheres and not toich toichoi. Since this is toich toichoi, it doesn't have any tumah from the kli cheres. And the chiddush is v'afilu kli shatif, that even if the middle kli. And when the Gemara says the Chiddush is be'afilu kli shetef, means even though the middle kli is a metal kli, so Chiddush, even though metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but here by says we're talking about a case where the tumah is not touching it, the tumah, the sheretz is only in the avir of the outside kli. So even though the metal kli is inside that, and the metal kli is mekabel tumah from the outside, but since the sheretz is not touching the kli itself, therefore that's a chiddush, that the food that's inside the middle kli is not mekabel tumah, because it's not called inside the outside, the outer kli cheres, it's called inside the middle kli, that's called toichoi, v'loi toich toichoi. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, v'loi yehei kol ha'kelim matamoyi megaben, if so, all other kelim, a metal kli or a wooden kli, should not be mekabel tumah from the outside. Elo mitoichem, maybe only from the inside. Or uvenegia. And also if it touches. Rashi says Ela mitoichem negiya means ad sheyipol toichoi, till the sheres falls inside the kli, even in that one, v'yigaben. V'neima d'haya sheyipu olov al shulov v'yadev noso mitzecha koma. It has to be only inside of it, maybe not the outside. Why, the Gemara says, mikal v'choyma, v'kal v'choyma. Omar kli cheres madov, this earthly kli. Shemetama mi'avirot, it's makabu tuma just from the avir. If the sheretz comes inside it without touching the walls, it's tummy. Still ainim mitama mi'gaboi, if the sheretz touches the outside of an earthly kli, it's not makabu tuma. If so kol hakelim, metal. Shem metamoyim mi'avirin. If the sheretz is just hanging in the air of the kli is not tummy, is ainadin isn't as far to say, shenim mitama mi'gabon, that if the sheretz just touches the outside of the kli, it should not be makabel tuma. Elamai, when will it be makabel tuma? Only when the sheretz goes inside the kli and touches the kli. So why do I say, but your kelim it's makabel tuma the outside? So Mora says, no. Omakwa, the pasuk says, v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav tamehu. That any kli that's sealed tight, so it's not makabel tuma from tuma sanes. Sadiq is Haihu, only a Kli Cheres, Tichi Ein Tzomid, Postal Lov Tomei. If it's not covered, it's Mekabel Tuma. Ho Yesh Tzomid, Postal Lov Tor. But only a Kli Cheres, if it has it sealed tight, and it's inside an oil of a Tuma Sameis, it's not Mekabel Tuma. But Mashma clearly Ho Kol HaKelim, Mashma any other Kli, that's not an earthly Kli, like I said before, this Postal Kli Pasuv, is talking about a Kli, that's only Mekabel Tuma from the inside, which is a Kli Cheres from the Avir of it. So only a Kli Cheres has this halacha that the Tum is only inside, not outside. Mashma though, Hakol HaKelim, all other type of Kelim, metal or wood, Dein Shiyes Tzomit Posel Lehim, whether they have a sealed tight, is sealed on top, Dein Shein Tzomit Posel Lehim, whether it's not sealed on top, still Metamoyim. So Mashma, even though the metal Kli is sealed tight, so nothing can get inside it, still it becomes Tamei. Why does it become Tomei? It must be because here the Tumah touches the outside of it, it's also Makabel Tumah. So it must be by other Kalim, even from outside also it's Makabel Tumah. Right. Only this one, but everything else, no. Therefore, if it is possible, then clearly a Kli Matchis, a metal Kli, is Makabel Tumah from the outside. Now the Mishnah says, Toyir Bekliates. What's toyer by a wooden kli is tumah v'kli matchis. By a metal kli, that's still makabel tumah. We'll see more exactly what it means. And the opposite way, toyer v'kli matchis, what's considered tohor by a metal kli, is tumah v'kli yetz. By a wooden kli, it's makabel tumah. There's a difference between a wooden kli and a metal kli. Even though both of them are makabel tumah from the outside, and not just from the inside, not by the avir alone, but still, there's different halachas between a metal one and a wooden one. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Gulmi kliates. If you have a kliates that was formed a little bit, but it wasn't formed completely yet. Rashi says, gulmi means, shle nigmur kol malachton, it's not completely finished, this wooden kli yet. Ava nigmur mechakikoson, but it's not just a piece of wood. You already hollowed out the wood a little bit, for ruin hen tashmishon. You hollowed it out already. So it's ready to be fit for a spoon already. Just you didn't finish making it completely. That's called gulmi. Means the wood was already hollowed out, but it wasn't finished yet. So gulmi kliyets mitamoyim. It is makabel tuma. But pshutehim, if you have a flat piece of wood, Rashi says, afilu nigmur malachton, even though the wood was finished already, but as long as it's flat, it's not makabel, any liquid in it, is toirim, it's not makabel tuma. So Rashi says, why the iskis eitz l'sak, wood is doimed to a sack. The chassidus says, mikol kliyets oy beged oyor oy sack. So we dash in masa, just like a sack, is metalt, it has to be carried around when it's full and when it's empty. Av kol metalt lim moliv reikon. It has to be able to retain something inside it. Now it's a flat piece of wood, it can't retain anything inside it, so it's not makabel tumah. That's the lacha by wood. Wood has to have a base kibbul, it receives something, and none of it's just flat. If shtei mitzayim, mashenki. Now, what about a metal? By metals like this, gul mei kli matkas. If you started to make the metal kli, but it wasn't finished yet, kol zman it's not finished. Hoirim, a metal kli is tor, it's not makabel tuma. But pshutayim, if you have the kli finished already, even though it's a flat piece of metal, tumayim, it's still mekabel tuma. A metal kli is totally whether it's finished or not, even though it doesn't have a base kivel. So nimsa comes out, torah b'kliyates, what's toya by a kliyate, if it's straight, if it's flat, tumay b'kli matchis. Even though the matchis is flat, as long as it's finished already, it's mekabel tuma. And toya b'kli matchis, what's toya by matchis, that the kli is not finished yet, is tumay b'kliyates. By kliyates, even though it's not finished yet, but as long as you hollow it out, that it could receive some liquid, it could be the talc, the moly, the rakas, and the kabotoma. So that's the chilik between wood and metal. Now the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, V'yeluhain gul mikliyates. What's called the kliyates that you hollowed out already, but just it's not finished, that the kli is not finished yet? That means like this, called sha'osid losuf. Anything that you still have to smooth it down. Like anything you still have to smooth down, even though the wood already, the hollowness was done already, but it's not smoothed out yet, it's not cooled, it's finished yet. Yeah. It has to be smoothed, or else, what's next lesson here? Or else, l'shabitz. L'shabitz means, Rashi says, l'sha mashbetzaitz meramtzai sasuyas kemazgolim ketanim, like you didn't finish putting in the pegs inside it yet. Rashi says that's lenoi, like you didn't finish making the extra pegs in it. Or else lagara, you still have to smooth it down. Lagara, that's to plan it. Or else lakarkov, also to put trims around it. Latiach petunis, or else to put also type of polish on it. Tunis, Rashi says, dark, like to smear it with the oil of a fish. Yeah. Also to smooth it down. Or else, mechus hakein, or else if it's missing a base to it, or oigen, or it's missing a rim, or yoizen, or it's missing a handle. So tamei, even though these wooden kalim, even though they're not finished completely, but since it could be used the way it is, it's still called a kli. What's going to be mechus hachatita? Let's say though you didn't hollow it out yet, then tor, then the kliyates is tor. Rashi says the lav kli is not called a kli. Samori asked the question: mechusa katita chatita pshita. If it's missing, you didn't hollow it out yet. Pshita, it's not called a kli at all. Pshita is not a kavu tuma. Samori says tzricha chiddush like this: to chok kapizo bekav, that you wanted to hollow it out to make it into a bigger kli, and you only hollowed out so far. Halfway out, that's the case. Like you wanted to make it a kav, and so far you only make it into a kapiza. That's like here, Rashi says, kli shebedaita, you want to make locha kachiyach the kaba, and you only did three lugin. So even though it's roy from a locha, Rashi says, hoyo l'shem kav, since you started to make it into a kav, and you didn't finish that yet, that's still not called the gemar locha, that's the chiddush. And therefore, that's not a kabo tuma. That's the locha by wood. Now the Elohim, these are the things, the gul mikli matchis. What's called the gul mikli matchis? That you have a metal kli that you didn't finish making it yet, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. That means kol she'osid loshav. Get anything you have to smooth down. The same thing, loshuf, or else to shmir it, then you'll have to yet, or else l'shabetz, or else you have to put the pegs inside it. Legaro, you have to smooth it down, to plan it down, or else the karkav also to trim it, or else lahakish bakurnis, you still have to hammer it out. So these things are it's not makabel tuma. What's going to be mechusa kan? Let's say it's missing a base, or oigen is missing a rim, or oizen is missing a handle to it. Tor by kli matchis, if they're not finished, is missing something, they're all tor. Mechusa kisui, let's say the kli, the pot itself was finished. It's only missing a lid on top. So tamei, then it's called the kli is finished, after then it's mekabel tuma. For the Gemara, maishnahani, what's taka the difference? How do you know to make, the differences? The mechil between matchis and eitz, how do you know to make the difference? Yeah. Rashi Tais says what, agumayu, how do we know to say when the kli is not finished completely yet? So by eitz it's mekabel tuma and by matchis not. That's the most question. I don't even know the difference. Samar says, Reb Yechon Omar Hoyul V'lechoved Asuyin. Since they're made to mechabed, what to honor people with, so that's for us to say it's not finished yet. So I say, so that's not a finished thing. Therefore, metal tark is made for special things. Therefore, kozman you didn't finish using it yet is not fit altogether. Mashenkin wood is not really meant lechabed to like honor people with. So therefore, as long as it's usable a little bit, it's already considered a kli. And Russia isn't saying anything. It's not called a kli yet. Until it's finished the malacha, then it's roy to mechabit on the people with it. But wood you don't do anyway, so therefore it's finished, like it's usable right away. That's a Yechon Svara. Rav Nachman Omar, Hoylo Dumei Mikorim. Similar thing, since it's very valuable, it's worth a lot. Sefer Rashi says, V'yad Yavid Lenoi, the Chazlo Messiah, Limcha B'yeka Karelim. Metal Kalim are worth a lot. So until you finish all the trimmings around it, it's not fit to be sold yet. Therefore it's not fit to be used. My Shankane wood is fit to be used, it's not so expensive, you could use it right away. Yeah. Well, it says, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether because it's oimid lechabed or it's oimid because it's expensive. He could benai you kli etzem. What's going to be with a kli made out of a bone? So Rashi says, the mayim become very expensive, but they're not made lechabed. So that's the question. You make a kli out of a bone that's not completely finished with all its trimmings, would it be makabel tumah or not? So Moshe says, the Yavdur of Nachman Tam, or Nachman goes according to his own Tam. The Yomer of Nachman says, Kli etzem, a kli made out of a bone, kli matchis dom, has lach like kli matchis. So in other words, of course, it's totally inexpensive. And since they're both expensive, therefore it's not mekabel tumah until you finish it. Mechlau, the kli etzem, mekabel tumah. Mashma the wat, the kli etzem is mekabel tumah. A bone kli is mekabel tumah. So the like most kash who says mekabel tumah altogether. The Moshe says, in yes, the Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael ben Yosef ben Yochanan Baruch Leiner. Not Tamlem. What does the pasuk say? The cholmais teizim. Any kli that like it's made from from goats. The cholmais teizim tischatu. You should be matar yourself with it. So Lahavi comes to teach us that dover tischatu. You should be matar with it. You should put it into the mikvah. Is any kli that's made from goats? So you have to tischato, if it comes to me, you have to mitire it. So lohavi dover habom and izin, anything that comes out of goats, that kli could be metabel tumah. Menat kanayim, whether it comes from the horns of it, or menat tlofim, from the hooves. Anything from this kli, any type of a kli you make from it, is metabel tumah. Shah beim v'chayim nahenu, any other beim or animal, things you make from it. Talmudayim v'chol ma'isa. So in other words, who are din bones also? It's included in Chol Ma'isa or the Chol Ma'isizim that even the bones of the animal, if you make a kli out of it, it's also mekabel tumah. But the Moram came to Sol Matam Lamizim. If you're telling me any animal has the same halacha, so why does it say Dafka goats for? So where it says properly Eifus and Echlam, it's including a bird. If you have the bones of a bird, that's not mekabel tumah. Why is it that's not choshev at all? So that's not mekabel tumah. Yeah. Where's the Prat Leifus? We're going Tziporne, Shaisa Mihim. A kalim from the nails of the birds. If you make a kli from the nails of the birds, that's not mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, "Hachayiv b'shkedim." Whatever it's when bitter almonds, it's chayiv to take off ma'isris. So chayiv b'shkedim hamorim, bitter almonds, is part of the mesukim. You're part of taking it off when it's sweet, and a chayiv b'mesukim whenever you chayiv when it's sweet almonds is part of the marim. You're part of when they become bitter. We'll see what this means. So it's Torah Rabbanim. Shkedim Hamorim, you have bitter almonds. So Kitanim, when they're still small, prices then they're edible. When they become too big, they're too bitter, you can't eat them anymore. So small bitter almonds is Chayovim. Then you have to take off Shumas Amaisris, because it's edible. Gidolim Pturim, when the almonds grow big, they become so bitter, then they're potter from Shumas Amaisris. It's too bitter, it's not really eat anymore. Mashenkin Mesukim is the opposite. By sweet almonds, it's just the opposite. Gidolim Chayovim. When the Nigmar Pirion, then the Chayiv in Shumas Amaisris. But Ketanim, when they're still small, then Pturim. Rashi says, Shein Derech HaKalos Mankach. People don't eat these sweet almonds when they're small.
Tzad Rabbah, when they're still small, it's not roi teet, it's not bare teet, that you put them shumas and maises. We have Yishmael, Reb Yosi Yomer, Mishmael, the name of his father. Zev is a lifter. No, some say both ketanim a potter. So Rashi says lifter means ketanim apturim, beimor and beimislukim. He learned that if they're small, they're potter both types. And the Yamal, some say no. What he meant to say was Zev is a lechiyuvay, the opposite. He meant to say lechashas bagdolim. If you have bigger, big almonds, whether they're bitter or whether they're sweet, both of them are chayiv in maisus. That's what he meant to say. So Bishmul Chum makes the chilik. What do we do? Some Rabbi Loi, Hoyru Rabbi Chanina b'Tzipori, Rabbi Chanina Paskin in Tzipori, Kediv Remla, the one that says, Zev is a lifter. Says when you have small ones, he owes both of them a potter. Even small bitter ones is also potter from Trumas and Isis. So even though it's edible then, he owes no, small ones is always potter. Moras says, Lamandiyam, the one that said, Zev is a lechiyiv, Kedoylam l'maychozi. How could you say yechayiv on big bitter ones? Who are the big bitter ones are two bitter teeth, so why yechayiv? And we have Yechon, the Teretz is, Hoyl v'yochol l'masakin adei or, no, you could cook it up. If you cook them up, you'd make them edible, even though right now they're big and bitter. It's too bitter teeth, but people can still eat it. If you cook it up, you make it edible. So therefore, you still chayiv in Trumas and Maisus. Now the Mishnah says, Ha-temed, this is wine that you make temed is you take out the chatzan and bezagim, just the pits and the shells of wine after you first made the first wine where you squash down the grapes. So the leftover, the pits and the shells, what they do is they pour water over that and they make like a second type of wine. So that's called hatemed. But they put the wine on top of the pits and shells of the grapes. So actually, hechmetz, if the water didn't become chametz yet, means it didn't start to ferment yet, so then the water is still considered just like water, and therefore eino nikar b'kas of maisa. If you have money, you had maisa sheni that you appointed it outside Yerushalayim, and now you bring the money into Yerushalayim, you're supposed to buy food. Now you can't just buy water with it. You have to buy maybe at least wine. So this temet, before it became hechmetz, before it's fermented, it's not called wine yet, so you can't buy it from the money of maisa sheni. It's only called like water. And therefore, since it's still considered like water, we'll place less than mikvah. If three lukim of this fall into the mikvah and the mayim shuvim, it would pass through the mikvah. Ma'ashenkei mishehechmetz, once this temet starts to ferment, so it has a loch of wine, then a loch is nikach bekes of maisa. You could buy it with the money of maisa sheni. When you go to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to buy wine with the mois of maisa sheni. So you could buy this temet. And now, once it fermented, it's called wine, v'yein apoislas a mikvah. Even though it's shuvim, it's in a kli, but the locher is only water passes the mikvah with gimalugim. Ma'ashenkein, wine is not called water anymore, it does not pass the mikvah with gimalugim. It'll only pass the mikvah, it makes a shinumara, and it changes the whole color of the mikvah. Before it changes the whole color, it's still kosher. Then the Mishnah says, ho'achin hashutim. Let's say you have two brothers, that Yarshin their father, and after they made the chalukah, they considered like shutfim. They're still keeping it together. So it depends. Locher is kishachayovim bekalboin. When the chayiv to give this extra coin, the locher is when you give a machsa shekel, so if two people give a shekel together, they have to add on this kalbon, this small matbeya, an extra amount. But that's when you're doing a betera shutfim by partners. So if you're doing a betera shutfim, then the locher is peturim in maisa beima. The locher is that shutfim partners are potter for maisa beima. If two people own an animal together and it gives birth, even though they have 10 new animals, they're potter for maisa beima. Only if you own it yourself, not b'shutfis. So therefore, when you do things b'shutfis, machfa shekel yechayiv in the cowboy. But then you're potter for maisa beima. And the opposite, kishachayovim b'maisa beima, when these two brothers, when they don't have a loch of shutfim, a loch like they made the chaluk and each one owns his own portion, so then it's suited you own your own animal, and then memela, what if you have 10 new animals, yechayiv b'maisa beima, then peturim min hakalbein. Then if you give the machfa shekel for you and for your brother, you're not doing it b'shutfis, but rather giving him for a present. When you pay for your friend b'toros ha'matono, then you do not have to add this extra coin, the kalbein. So the Chur here also, again, before they make a chalukah, and they didn't divide up the Yerushi yet, so it's considered like the money like still belongs to the father.
So therefore, there'll be chayiv and ma'aseh behema. If it take off money from it to pay for a machzor shekel, it's like the father is paying for his sons, like a matono, then also there'll be potter from the kalboim. Then there'll be chayiv and ma'aseh behema. If it still like belongs to the father, he's a yochid, then there'll be chayiv and ma'aseh behema, but then they'll put them in a kalboim. But once they made the chalukah, and now they're like shutvim, so now they're potter from ma'aseh behema. But if they give him a whole shekel for both of them, they'll be chayiv in this kolbein. Now the Gemara says, "Mani must this nuza mishta go like loy Reb Yehuda loy Rabbanan hilchos temed." Well, this type of a wine is like neither Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Tani will learn like this: Hametamet. If somebody's making this temed, now, in other words, you have the gray, you have the shells on the pits, and venos and mind amida. Let's say you put a half a gallon of water on top of it. Or motza, how much comes out? How much liquid comes out? Only a half a gallon comes out. So potter, he holds your potter from Truma Samaisus. It's not called wine yet. It's only considered like water. If you have Yudim Mechav, Yud holds no, it's called wine. And you have a Maisus. So man, who's that Mishnah go like? E Rabbonin, so Afagav Dechmet, even though it became start to ferment, but since only the same amount came out, it should not be called Yain yet. And E Rab Yud, Afagav Lehechmet, even though it didn't ferment yet, if Yud holds, once you put water on top of it, right away it's called wine. So does our Mishnah go like that? It's totally whether the temid started to ferment yet or not.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on.
So the Machoikis says, when it